This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There may be a break in the hunt for Travis Decker, the Washington State man wanted for the murder of his three young daughters last spring. The Chelan County Sheriff's Office tells KIRO they have found human remains in a remote wooded area of Grindstone Mountain that are believed to be Decker's, but await positive identification. Flying home from Britain, President Trump said he's not worried about filling the airtime vacated by the suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live late-night show.
Anybody could replace him. Guy had no talent. He was fired. He had no talent. He's a whack job.
Jon Stewart was on Thursday night's episode of The Daily Show. He and the show's correspondents mocked the Trump administration's actions regarding free speech.
Americans are free to express any opinion we want. To suggest otherwise is laughable. Ha, ha, ha.
Former Vice President Mike Pence weighed in on the Kimmel controversy at the Atlantic Festival.
The First Amendment, though, does not protect entertainers who say crass or thoughtless things, as Jimmy Kimmel did in the wake of a national tragedy. I would have preferred that the chairman of the FCC had not weighed in.
CDC's new advisory committee on immunization recommends children under four no longer get the combined MMRV vaccine. Dr. Deborah Birx, President Trump's coronavirus coordinator during the pandemic, says this.
I wouldn't want any child to get measles, mumps, or rubella or varicella. I mean, chickenpox. I was the generation that lived through all of that. We saw the consequences of that. And so I think if you talk to people my age, we're all very supportive of childhood vaccinations.
Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper has new research that looks at the relationship between type 1 diabetes and premature death.
New estimates gathered by research and advocacy group Breakthrough T1D predict that 9.5 million people are living with type 1 diabetes worldwide. According to the study being presented at this year's meeting of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes, that would include an additional 4.1 million people if they hadn't died prematurely due to inadequate diabetes care or non-diagnosis.
We have an update on the killing of three police officers and the shooting of two others in York County, Pennsylvania, in an ambush. CBS's Tom Hansen is there.
We are learning the shooter, Matthew Ruth, he used an AR-15 style rifle, and we all know at this point, we are all too familiar with how damaging those bullet wounds can be. Three of the officers died, two others were taken to the hospital. One of those is in stable condition, the other one is in a favorable condition.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
A homeowner in Puerto Rico is suing a homegrown rap star.
As he gets set to wrap up his residency, a homeowner in Puerto Rico is suing Bad Bunny. 84-year-old Roman Carrasco Delgado says he's sick of fans gawking outside his home along the coast in Humacao. The salmon-colored home with yellow trim and a wraparound porch is featured in the rapper's film short that launched his new album. It's become a symbol of the rapper's residency. Carrasco says those fans come by the dozens to take pictures and post selfies, robbing him of his privacy. He's suing for $1 million in damages and emotional distress. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Uber Eats will soon be using drones to deliver some meals, partnering with drone company Flytrex Inc. The companies expect to begin deliveries in test markets by the end of this year. Uber did not say where those markets will be. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly to mostly cloudy skies for the overnight. Light winds and morning lows in the low to mid 60s. On Friday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine. Highs in the low to mid 70s. A few showers and some thunderstorms coming our way for Friday night. It's 66 at our studios.
Thank you. From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide. American woman, said get away. American woman,
hypnotize, sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Go, gotta get away, gotta get away. Now, go, go, go. I'm gonna leave you, woman. Gotta leave you, woman. Bye, bye. Bye, bye. Bye, bye. Bye, bye. You're no good for me.
Twist. get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Rock and roll and drift away. Yeah, give me the beat, boys. that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
WRJN. I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write. Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Bye-bye, so long. See you in September. See you when the summer's through.
Here we are.
Bye, baby,
set me free. I always wanna be by your side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
This diamond.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Right above you, I can hear your music playing, I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you, oh my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. Answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the
pipe.
can't help it.